When Isaiah encountered the Lord seated on his throne, his first response was, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." His first confession in God's presence exposed the filthy words we speak. James 4:6 said of our tongue, "And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It's a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself." Our words can be used for good or bad, curse and bless, praise or demean, gossip or keep a secret, life or death, slander or encourage, malicious or comfort, and so much more. Truly, of all the areas we need to confess in this season is what and how we speak. Father, we thank you that your Son Jesus said, out of the abundance of our hearts, our mouth speaks. We confess there are thoughts in our hearts that motivate us to speak ill of others, both believers and non-believers, family and foe. We confess jealousy that tempts us to gossip and slander. We confess our pride causes us to maliciously speak down about others. Our words cause divisions, strivings, useless arguments. Oh, how we need a guard over our lips. Set a guard over our lips, O Lord, as you say through David in Psalm 141:3. And as David also prayed, we pray, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts, what we think on, be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. May we captivate every thought and frisk it, make sure that is a thought that you would think. We repent of not controlling our tongue, speaking idly, not recognizing when we're gossiping and admitting it is a sin and damaging. Of the times we've been hurt by someone and only shared one side without any love or mercy. How judgment and pride evaded our thoughts. Bitterness unchecked brought a spew of malicious verbiage. Father God, we ask you to search our hearts and deal with the offenses. Reveal those that are there so that we can apologize, forgive, or reconcile. If there is any haughty thinking where we think we are better than anyone or anything, may that be uprooted as well. And if we are jealous, wishing we are comparing, help us to stop comparing and be content with who you made us to be in this season. For you say it's not what goes into our mouth that defiles us. We are defiled by the words that come out of our mouths. And a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. An evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What we say flows from what is in our hearts. So take control of what we say, O Lord, and guard our lips. In Jesus' name.